Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What man's going to begrudge another man from itching with finding anything to just
exactly.
scratch itch? But to smell it.
I don't only smell it. I love it.
You savor it.
You know what it is? It's not sweet. It's not tart. It's umami.
Gross.
It is so wonderful.
When they're on the Whitehurst Freeway,
yes,
which is what I take to get here.
Car chase scene. Yeah. Fantastic car chase scene. Yes.
Makes me think, I was like, oh, you can jump over that and jump down and run down if you had to.
No, I think you would die. I think they play a little fast and loose with that as well.
I was excited yesterday when he wanted to leave like on time, early.
Yeah.
And he was making a big deal about it, where I didn't have time to give him the questions I wanted to give him, and he wasn't answering the questions I was asking him appropriately, so I figured we'd deal with it on the air. Did you have a date last night, Dan?
No, not last night.
Not last night.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Wow, that was fun. Anyway, welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Falmouth, Jamaica, Randolph, Utah, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, Ragged Point, California, the Isle of Capri in Italy, and Bastogne, Belgium. I would like to go eventually when,
Capri?
Of this COVID crap. I'd like to go over to that part of the world. I'd like to, do a trip with my family. Like we went to the Tetons. I'd like to do. I didn't do it because it was so friggin' expensive.
Right.
To get over there and do that.
You get a sweet deal.
What's that?
Sweet deal. Buy them now. Buy your flights right now for next year.
A year in advance?
Well, you're going to get that COVID insurance. Other than that, you're okay.
You get the aisle seat.
I'll think about it after I power wash my deck. welcome to the show.
Mike, let's you and me go to Europe.
Let's go to
Europe. Euro
let's
trip.
Go to Europe. Yeah, that's funny.
My nephew went to go see a Manchester United game for his 16th birthday with his father.
Like in Manchester?
Yes.
The team owned, I believe, by Red Sox owner John Henry.
Bingo.
I think they own
John that. Henry.
Welcome. We had a weird scheduling day yesterday.
Busy.
There were lots of things going on at Podville, and they were last minute, some of them, and so they were difficult to match up. The guys covered the show. I had one of my myriad of conflicts and
charity work, wasn't it?
No, at 62, occasionally I said we were trying to work it out, and they said, "Why?" Oscar offered you guys. What time did you end up taping yesterday?
At 7:30.
No, it was 7:20.
No, 7:20. Yeah, 7:20.
6:30 in the evening.
No, you are wrong because we finished at 7:48.
Oh, you're right. Okay, yeah, I was thinking about we finished. Yeah,
so this is a quick turnaround for you guys.
Yeah,
it's no big deal. We used to do 5 hours of radio.
That's right.
I was just asking.
That's why people are like, how hard is it? I was like, 5 hours of radio was hard. This is fun.
Yeah.
This is different because one of the greatest challenges I have on this is to come in here and know what to talk about. There's so many different things that I want to cover. And one of them is sacrificing myself.
In what way?
I believe... Well, I already can tell you I'm going to probably lead with it. Because if I lead with it, this will not only make me look bad... but it's the kind of thing that will cement itself in people's minds. This will go months. This will, I know already. You do this long enough, you know what people are going to talk about.
Sure.
And it's something that I do lately that is a little gross. It's not a little gross. I understand it's a lot gross.
Is it a recent thing? Is it something like, is this something?
It is a recent, it's a very recent
thing.
Is
it something you would have ever done in your 20s?
If there was a need for it, I would do it in my 20s.
Okay.
Occasionally, I think. I think I've probably been doing it a long time. It's something I've done for years and years and years, if it happens. And then the recent addition is something that I can't really describe.
Oh, dear.
It's very dog-like. It's like what it's kind of a it's similar to what dogs do. I'll get right to it.
Okay.
It's not going to take long to explain what it is. It's very simple.
Can we guess?
I don't think I want to play a guessing game with it.
Do you do
I
it?
I want to soften it.
Do you do it in the
just
car?
Just let him tell us.
I do it. I've done it in the car. I do it at home. I do it.
Gross.
It's like, why are you already saying gross?
Well, because he's going to go into that down of the pipeline of like some sort of fluid eventually.
All right. So I got caught. All right. Here's the deal. We were watching TV the other night, and
that's not gross.
I got caught doing it, and Carla, the look on Carla's face, you know, thank God she loves me, but it was nasty, and it is nasty. It's that there are there worse things that people do? Yes. Are there grosser things that people? Of course, yes.
Certainly.
This is just a little thing that I do, and I find it hard to describe. The reason I'm probably putting it out there more than any other, sacrificing my relationship with listeners that are going to pick on me, a la the peanut story, the peanut in the shower.
That's a classic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a classic.
That's a classic. All right, I'll get right to it. So I'll be sitting there watching TV, and maybe because I wear headphones all the time, and maybe because I'm out in the sun all the time, and I'm getting sun on my ears, occasionally, I will get an inner ear itch that, and everybody gets them. Your ears, inside of your ears, they
sure.
And I am
Q-tip feels wonderful sometimes.
I'm relatively meticulous about ear health and ear cleanliness, and I also always have in the back of my mind the idea of the only thing that nothing should go into your ear. That they always say that. Don't put anything into even a Q-tip.
Yeah, they tell you.
Don't go too far.
That's a lie. You can put a Q-tip in your ear.
What's that?
A Q-tip in your ear is such a great pleasure.
Yeah, but it's a
medical degree. Well, you don't have a medical degree,
though. You shouldn't do it. I do, actually.
But you don't want to have, you know, that's what I'm told,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. They always say, you can't put anything in your ear smaller than your elbow. That's
which means don't go inside your ear.
Exactly.
But if you can't go inside your ear, you're not going to be able to successfully clean your ears.
Right, the wax.
Correct?
Right. Yeah.
I should preface this by saying there are bodily smells that are horrific. The idea of I worked with disc jockeys that occasionally would have an odor. Back in my early days when I was a baby DJ, there was a DJ, we'll call him Sam, and he had
Sam Broadcaster.
Such an odor issue that he was called into the GM's office. I had gone to American University with him, and he was called in, and it was a running joke at the campus radio station. Then he got a job at a real radio station. And apparently one guy, he's doing middays. The afternoon guy came in after him, and the smell was so bad in the studio that he went to the GM, and the GM actually had the balls to call him in and say, you have to clean yourself properly. You have to do something. It was not, nobody knew whether it was BO or something else.
Maybe a medical disorder.
I don't know if it was medical.
That's how you
it
lead
was,
these days, Mike, in this brave new world.
Yes.
Is there something that, you know, we could discuss and then you finally get to the inner cookie of like, look, when you wipe, you got to wipe thoroughly.
Yeah. Fastidious. You got
to
be fastidious.
Well, Oscar, I believe, might have gone right to the source.
Yeah, of course.
So, I mean, that's,
of
you
course,
know, who knows?
Of course.
So, anywho, yeah, so that was the issue. So I'm sitting there and I for whatever reason, I the last time I had an ear problem, it was a swimmer's ear. By going in a pool with my son for a lot of hours, and it hurt. It was bad. I had to get treated for it,
right.
And it went away. But you know, I just have these itches inside of my ear, and in the evening I will be sitting there, sometimes it's just really acute. And the only thing that I have are glasses that are sitting on the table. I don't wear my glasses when I'm watching television. And I will take the end of the glasses,
yes,
and I will dig in the ear like a pencil.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I will take the, when I do that, I don't have any, there's not anything on there when I pull it out because I clean my ears.
Right.
But there is an odor.
Sure.
And yeah. I smell the odor and I like it.
God.
Oh.
There yeah, it is.
Like a yeah. dog.
Well, no.
There it is. I
understand
I,
this.
I will do it like this.
I've seen people do that. I think the move is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, there it is.
And what are you?
I love that.
So, what are you looking for with the odor? Is that. It is it something reassuring? Does it mean that you?
It's so faint. It's so faint
delicate.
That it's almost. It's delicate. It's all. It's.
This is gross.
It's
well,
not,
I told you it was gross. I warned you. I think I gave you a proper setup and warning.
Itched yourself. What man's going to begrudge another man from itching with finding anything to just
exactly.
scratch itch? But to smell it.
I smell don't it like only smell it. I love it.
You savor yeah. it.
You know what it is? It's not sweet. It's not tart. It's umami.
Gross.
It is so wonderful.
Yeah.
It's
but I mean,
just. And I looked over and I said, and Carla said, what are you doing? Carla said, what are you doing? And this was last night. I've been doing it forever where she doesn't see it because I do it on my left side.
Yeah.
And I'll just be like.
What's the story here?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm talking about, I'll go. Oh man. I would assume that is earwax. And I'd never, you know, I haven't fallen in love with it so much that I would allow a buildup of earwax and then like maybe get a better, more
well,
pointed.
What would be great is if you could
odor.
Collect it and make like a Yankee candle.
There's
it would probably be horrible if it was more acute. It's so faint.
You know what? It's
but
almost
there's
like
something
Mike,
there, and it's like
you know,
in the distance, a skunk smell. Like if you're driving at night and you smell the skunk smell in a distance in a car, it's not horrible. It's like oh,
who
that's a skunk. But
says?
If you ever get no, but if you get like if it gets too intense, it's horrible. But
right.
you know, it's in just faint. You say ah, the smell of skunk. Maybe that's it, Mike. Maybe it's just that if
I'm
you
not
tease
proud
yourself,
of it.
You should, well. Everybody, you know what?
If you were a dirty dude, this would be no. It,
how different it, is it than like smelling your own fart if you fart in a car?
It's the same. Not a, it's not a.
You're not
comparison.
Digging up your fart with your glasses then
no.
smelling them.
No, there
well,
are many
how
more.
Long the trip is.
There are many more bodily odors
yeah.
that
yeah.
Are pointed. You know,
pointed you bodily know. Odors.
Well, like for example, if you went 4 days without a shower and then you ran your fingers under your armpit
uh-huh.
and smelled your fingers, you'd probably smell some pretty good BO.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
we've all done that, haven't
yeah,
we? Check for BO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not necessarily with the fingers,
but
although that's
no
the way I do it.
There's no freshness factor. It's always like, okay,
yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm not savoring my essence.
I'm not trying to think for Oscar, but I think what bothers Oscar is that
I like my essence. I think that's what it comes down to. I enjoy my essence.
Well, you are.
My own
it's
essence.
Always been sort of a running theme. For example, you cannot. It's impossible. Oscar, I don't even know this. We've worked with Mike for a long time. It's impossible for Mike to make a shoe have any odor. It's true.
The sandals known as Crocs that
yes.
I wear down here Sunday.
Odorless?
The Croc sandals? No, the Croc sandals have, well, I'm wearing them today. Let me just.
Oh, you're welcome, ladies.
It's Florida, right. Florida uniform.
That's right. Dan's laughing through the
sound. No. Yeah. No, well, hold on.
It might smell of rubber.
They got nothing. You would have figured it out by now.
Little.
You can't take 10 sniffs and be like, I think I found something.
No, I don't
one
think so. But a leather shoe.
Yeah, like a leather, like a slip-on moccasin.
A leather shoe, a golf shoe,
yeah.
which I wear in high humidity. No, not a trace.
Yeah.
Not a trace of it
most
whatsoever.
People aren't gifted with that.
Yeah.
My son? Oh, my God. I mean, it's a different story. Carla, it's a different story.
Well,
he gets it from his mother.
Yeah. Gets it from his mother.
She's not a blue blood like you are.
So I've laid this out.
I've never smelled.
I'll open it up to the only people I can open it up
yes.
to.
Yeah.
You two guys. Is there any bodily odor that you have?
Of
is there any part of surface of the body that is on you where you will occasionally use the digits? Use the digits and enjoy.
Oh, I don't savor at all.
No, I don't enjoy it.
I do a lot of spray.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything. I'm being hung out to dry.
No,
well, I think
that is, you knew it. This is.
I knew it.
I think
if we're profiling you,
and I
didn't
not
know
even behind the ear.
No.
You know what? I've checked behind the ear, but I don't enjoy
myself.
It. Yeah, I mean, I've checked.
Oh, I enjoy it thoroughly.
The weird thing, and I think Oscar will probably
when I've like worked all day, or you know, or been out on a hot golf course, you know, I'm like, oh boy.
The problem is that you're using your glasses as a tool. That's part of it. I think that shows like that you have a plan of action, and it's not. Oh, here he goes.
I've seen that move before. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any ear hair?
You smell
nothing.
It.
Nothing.
Well, you
showered and fresh today.
What happened is you can't abuse.
That's disappointing
the
fact to me.
You can't
That's
abuse it. You can't do it all the time. You have to.
Well, I
it
just
up.
Think that that is not necessarily like a sterile device that goes into the ear. But I haven't had any repercussions. I've been doing it for months.
They have professional
Maybe
ear cleansing
years.
Kits.
What's that?
They have professional ear cleansing kits. Yeah. You can
see,
get.
Here's the
a
weird
neti pot
thing
for that, your ear.
Yeah,
that I just wanted to make sure my ears are. I want to make sure my left ear.
We've lost
they
them.
Have ear. They have like ear cleansing kits.
Yeah,
with, that, like, and, get all the wax out. That,
yeah,
like, get,
and I believe it has like a sponge ball.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And or
see,
and
I don't have enough.
Like,
but I don't have enough ear. I clean
it's
my
like,
ears
it's like from
with
1800s.
Q-tips.
All, what about ear candling? Have you seen this?
That's what I meant.
Yeah. That's supposed to be bad for you.
Yeah, it is. It
that's
is.
A Who that's says? A hack. I think that I believe that ear candling. I'll look it up right now. Ear candling
I saw
is a very.
I was
bad
watching
one.
TikTok.
TikTok.
I saw a TikTok yesterday.
With Bitcoin.
Was pulling,
Internet.
Somebody was
Thank
pulling
you.
Out a tapeworm out of someone's nose.
Yeah, that's the. Did you?
That would be boy, man. I bet they'll give you a lot for that.
But the
I don't know why I said it like that. No
that's a good outfit, TikTok. I saw. Some belly button candling on TikTok, where they actually put the candle in the belly button and lit it and to suck all the goo out of your belly button.
How big all is right. a belly button to do that?
I don't know. I didn't stay with it. It was one of those ones where I was in
the all right,
like
ear candling
seconds.
Is probably still being done. Ear candling increases the risk of these injuries. Burns to the face.
Well, because there's outer, a fire, yeah.
Outer ear, eardrum, and inner ear. Burns resulting from starting a fire. Oh, okay. Well, you're not, like, that's not cutting it for me right now. Candle wax falling into the ear and causing a plug or inner ear damage. Damage to the eardrum, hearing loss.
How did your Why? Ear candling go? Not too well.
Okay. Oh, but here we go. Healthline.com.
Yes. Okay.
That's respected. Yes, I accept your cookies. I hope they're delicious.
I love cookies. Earwax
let's
cookies.
See. Ear candles are hollow cones made of fabric covered in paraffin wax, beeswax, or soy wax. Most ear candles are about a foot in length. The pointed end of the candle is placed in your ear. The slightly wider end is lit.
Yeah.
Proponents of this treatment called ear candling claim that the warmth created by the flame causes suction.
Yes.
The suction pulls earwax and other impurities out of the ear and into the hollow candle. Oh, man, I like the smell of that candle.
It doesn't smell like spruce.
To prepare for the procedure, you lie. You know when I'm doing something I know I'm going to hear about like well through the new year already.
Sure, sure.
Hi, Santos. How you doing? I just see that tail in the back down. In most cases, a circular guard of some sort is placed about two-thirds of the way down the candle to catch any dripping wax. Cautious practitioners will cover your head, blah, blah, blah. The candle is allowed. What is ear candle? It's supposed to earwax buildup, blah, blah, blah. The science says no. According to the American Academy of Audiology, there is no scientific evidence that ear candling pulls out debris from the ear canal. Scientific measurements of the ear canals before and after candling show no reduction in earwax.
Yeah, but hippies like
there
it.
There it is.
Hippies love it. Something like
but
that.
It's, but there
Trendy.
We are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As we've talked about, there we are with our just lust for bullshit in America. We have it. That's where we have it. That's wonderful. And then there's a, hey, look at it. Knows I'm surfing because I've got a cappuccino machine and a hearing aid device right to the right of it. Yeah.
Do you ever what smell your headphones?
No, not until right now.
Hold on. Oh, he.
Nothing.
Let me nothing. Smell mine.
You sound yeah, like what's his a Yukon Cornelius when he's looking for the peppermint. Nothing.
Mine
nothing.
Smell like hair product.
Oh, nothing. Yeah, yeah there's. But I also think that headphones need. Oh, I now God, your headphones are loud.
Mine smell like.
Put the take them off again. I want to hear myself with the echo. All right. Hello. 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 God. Rob,
this is why my headphones get blown out every time I walk in here. Not because they just match me to Rob. They think I'm deaf.
Yeah, it's mine's probably the same. Rob, you talk and I'll do All the right. same to you. All right, here we go. Right.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
CBS FM. Harry Harrison. Good morning. Good morning. It's Harry Harrison on CBS FM. Here's the Buckinghams.
So is it louder?
True. It's true.
Is it louder?
So loud.
Are mine
it's
louder?
It's so loud.
I think. Okay. It's terrible.
No appreciable yeah, terrible. Order on my headphones either.
So, I mean, it is what it is. And I look, if there are people out there that do the same type of thing, you know. No, I don't need to hear from you.
No.
I was going to say,
let us know your kicks.
No.
Yeah.
No,
send videos.
Is there any? No, I'm not going to ask either one of you to say if there's anything that your spouse considers gross that you do.
Yeah, there is.
Actually, Shannon found an ear hair and tweezed it out.
Ear hairs are, by the way, something you, being the youngest member of our trifecta, will have to deal with down the road. You're a very hairy guy.
Yeah.
You got a very heavy beard. You will notice, and this is an adage that is very... There's a couple of, I'm around old people more than you are. There are a couple of things that go. The eyes go first,
mm-hmm.
for anybody that's worried about getting older. You'll notice it
early
with your 40s. Eyes.
And things are changing.
Yearly eye checks, good idea if you're older. But also, well, this is more for people that really lose their hair. The more hair that you lose off the top of your head, the more it grows out of other places.
This is
where
true.
Where you don't want it to grow, like your ear and your nose.
Shannon said...
And your eyebrows. Eyebrows get out of control, yeah.
When did you start growing ear hair? And I said, I don't know, Mother Nature. I don't know when this happened. And she said, can I tweeze them out? And I said, they can't be that
many. Likes... Carla loves to do that.
And well, that's her career.
Yeah, let her, but let Shannon do that. It's fun for them.
There was like five of them. It was painful, and that was it.
Yeah, because you don't want to cut them. Because if you cut them, all of a sudden, you're going to look like Chewbacca. You know?
I was hoping that when you pull out one of them, it would be like the top of a bag of dog food that just sort of unravel.
Yeah. They're different hairs, though.
Yeah, they are.
Ear hairs are
unsightly
are very,
nose
very,
and ear hair, Mike.
Unsightly nose and ear hair. But when Carla has pulled a couple of hairs out of my ear. That I think were connected to like a shoulder muscle.
It's painful.
Because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And if you trim your nose hair, I do have a rotary nose hair trimmer.
I do too.
And
by Ryobi.
I have a Panasonic.
I have a Panasonic. Panasonic. It's a good outfit.
Well, it's fantastic.
Hey.
One of my longest running appliances that I have in my bathroom is my Panasonic. Look, Panasonic.
Doesn't have the other tips, too, so you can trim your mustache if you want?
No, don't have that one. That's the bigger one. I have a specific one
that's
designed for nose hair. Do you have a nose hair trimmer,
I have
Oscar?
One that's a man, like a, it's actually the Manscaped brand. By
so
way,
you put you put something that you put on your pubes?
No,
and your
they
nose?
Give you it's like a set of tools to help you out.
Oh, so you don't, yeah, but it's still the blade. It's the same blade, isn't it?
No, it's a separate unit.
Does it have? Does
what I manscape
with? Does the unit share the motor?
No. It's two different units.
Okay.
Like one's meant to manscape, the other's meant to take care.
Do
of
you manscape, Rob?
I don't. It's a jungle down there.
Oh, that's so nasty.
But my nose is
that's
perfect,
so nasty.
And I'll tell you why. Because if you tweeze nose hairs. And you talk about an ear hair connected to your shoulder, a tweezed nose hair will make you cry. It will bring a tear crazy. Yeah.
You don't want to tweeze a nose hair.
No.
You want to trim it if you can. The eyebrow, though, I have found to be almost more painful, probably more painful.
Oh, I trim
when
those.
Carly gets hold of a horn that, that literally... is the circumference is probably larger than the average hair. That is like tear inducing pain that I have right there.
It looks
and
like
the ear
a
hair
yodel.
Is no exception.
Yeah. You know those snacks?
Yeah.
It looks like a yodel.
It's tough.
Well, it's sad now because my barber doesn't even ask. He just if I go in, he goes right for the eyebrows.
You don't trim down there at all?
No.
No, I say the other day when I was in, oh, by the way, I tried to fix the, as you can tell, I tried to fix the haircut that I got. Was okay when I left, but it's a bad haircut after I got out of the shower yesterday. So I have a bad haircut. And then it was
lots
so bad.
Lots of feedback around the office about people that
it was
barbers
this
talking.
Side.
Yeah.
It was this side sticking out.
Ooh.
Oh, it doesn't
so
look,
much so,
doesn't
and I couldn't
good.
Shellac it down, that I took a number three to it.
Oh, no.
And then I had to take a number three to the other side. Yeah. And it's just, it's
Mike,
a holy mess.
You look
it's,
hip.
It looks a little Vincent Pricey.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, but the good news is now you combine the bad haircut with the bad attitude, and I'm gone. I'm not going back. So
well,
I don't have any remorse
see,
over
that's
that.
That's good. That the decision was made for you. That's
yeah, good. I'll go somewhere. That'll drive me to go to someplace. And I also always hold out the idea that by taking my wall big time trimmer and putting a hair attachment on, that maybe I would be able to, you know, I'm not, I don't have long enough hair where I think it really has to be styled, but that's probably wrong. Because I looked today and I got like little spikes right here. These are really shellacked
down. Well, the problem is if you're going to get yourself a haircut with a wall trimmer, the fade.
You got to fade it in.
Do you notice, though, that I also have more gray on this side than I do on this side?
Do you not dye the other side as well? What happened?
Well, I shaved down the other side, too.
It kind of looks like you were in a high school play and they've aged you, just not very well.
Who's is it from the Addams Family that has that white streak?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Well, there's a white streak in Lily Munster's hair in the Munster. Yeah,
Lily Munster has it.
And also two great streaks in the Bride of Frankenstein. Elsa Lanchester had that.
And then another streak in a guy's head. There's a guy that's got a white streak.
Wasn't there a guy on a soap opera?
Didn't Leno have a white streak before he went all gray?
I don't know.
Didn't Leno have a skunk streak?
Maybe.
I know I'm all over the place. I hate to digress, but I will forget.
Do it.
I will forget. So I'm doing a deep dive on Letterman and Conan and Norm MacDonald.
Okay.
I think I'm like a lot of people that... I know more about Norm MacDonald since he passed away than I ever knew when he was. And he was even doing a podcast. But there are just moments where he's talking about getting fired from
Saturday Night Live weekend update
hosting job. And Don Olmeyer. And he's talking. And Don Olmeyer is also the guy that torpedoed Letterman. When Letterman left NBC. And Don Olmeyer died... many years ago, at I think 72, he died of cancer, and so he's gone now. But I did a deep dive. You know, you hear about this Don Olmeyer, friend of OJ, didn't like Norm doing the OJ jokes, which you look back on now that are so goddamn funny,
and perfectly done. Yeah,
and didn't like Letterman, and they're both talking about Don Olmeyer. And then I found an interview with Don Olmeyer talking about
how slicky boy was he.
Oh. God, satanic management. We've worked with radio management. Oh my God. I said the underlying, if you can find it, I don't know where to look for it. I don't know. I can't source it for you. He is so talent averse, like so many in this industry.
You, Mike, you're a great mimic. Give me one sentence said that Don Olmeyer would say and say it like Don Olmeyer.
And then we realized that the billboard, when Leno started beating Letterman, we went and I bought a billboard right across from the Ed Sullivan Theater that said, "Congratulations to Jay on being number one." And we put it right across there. You just know who to side with.
That's great.
That reassures me because the good guys are the good guys.
Yeah.
And it comes down. I bet Don Olmeyer in his day probably put his eyeglasses in his ear and smelled the end of the.
It smelled like hatred.
But getting back to the full circle, I think that hair, you will find Oscar, it'll be problematic. Do you get eyebrows trimmed too? Do you do that periodically?
My hair barber or stylist, whatever you want to call them, they'll trim them.
Yes.
Yeah. And they take the little buzz to it and that. And then there are guys like my friend, not the real Ed McMahon, but the Ed McMahon attorney, famous attorney. Mm-hmm. You've seen him. He's done large cases.
McMahon,
you've probably seen him on the news. Ed would have.
That is correct, sir.
It's not how that's not the same.
You
but
can't
related,
handle the truth.
would have the bushy ones. We use words like code, honor.
Yes.
What about you, Sergeant or Lieutenant? Lieutenant Goldberg. You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall.
That is correct.
Did you order the code? You're goddamn right I did. Jack Nicholson from A Few Good Men.
I just saw, and I know.
I would rather have you say thank you and go on your way. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That Way Out was on HBO last night.
They've run that periodically. By the way, Sean Young at her absolute hottest.
When I was a kid, I never put No Way Out was above. Like I just didn't understand it. Right.
I loved No Way Out. I love
that. It's a good movie. A
lot of DC Baltimore too.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a Canadian version of it too. It's also called No Way Out.
Here's the trivia. Ready for trivia? You'll like this, Rob. Trivia for No Way Out.
Yeah.
Runs through the streets of D.C. This is the way I believe it. You have to go back and look at it for yourself. Runs down into the subway, comes out down on the Baltimore subway.
Really?
Is there a Subway in Baltimore?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I drive.
He runs through D.C. and he runs down into the subway, and it's a different subway system.
Okay, well, he runs.
It's not our.
Not the metro.
I think you're right. I'll give you that. And then two, when they're on the Whitehurst Freeway.
Yes.
Which is what I take to get here.
Car chase scene. Yeah. Fantastic car chase scene. Yes.
Makes me think, I was like, oh, you can jump over that and jump down and run down if you had to.
Yeah. No, I think you would die. I think they play a little fast and loose with that as well. But, you know, the greatest scene in No Way Out is at the very end when he's cornered and they're about to get him and he takes his sunglasses out of his pocket and he jams one of them into his ear and he smells it.
On the Whitehurst Freeway.
On the Whitehurst Freeway. See, full circle. That's the way we do it. All right, we got the homepage coming up.
Yay.
I can't hear that. Turn that up, please, or turn that up. There it is. We will take a break and come back with more fun. And now, you know, let me have it. I expect it. It's what I do. You're listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. We've got some interesting news coming up for you in the next segment. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Woo!
A picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, nice and dark.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy. Yes.
That was good.
The Mike O'Meara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
Get hard or your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS bonus show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom.
Ooh, yeah!
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MikeOmeraShow.com.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Boogie, woogie, woogie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. The other day, about two days ago, I'm walking through Happy Valley, and I looked down at a bunch of guys playing cards after they'd gotten done playing golf, and I said, "Don't you have homes?"
I thought you said, "You guys playing cards?"
Hey, how are you? I don't know if you've heard, but home values are through the roof. Get it? The average home in the country has appreciated 19% in the last year. With this massive rise in home equity and the continued
That's appropriate.
I'm sorry. And the continued rise in COVID consumer spending, there's never been a better time to tap into your home's equity to take cash out for any reason at all. You need to call Mark Livingstone. He's a friend of the show, and his team at Cornerstone First Financial, they're there for you, and they can take care of it right now. There are lots of companies out there offering personal loans and lines of credit, but unless it's included in a refinance of your home, your cash out is not tax deductible. Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
So, you can enjoy this increase in equity and take that deduction by wrapping it all into a Cornerstone cash-out refinance. You can't lose. Cornerstone First guarantees to meet or beat any competitor, so don't miss out. Call Cornerstone First Financial, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Meara podcast for over 6 years now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And we thank Cornerstone for supporting this show for so long.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
I will admit, folks, I am a little obsessed with Pete Davidson. I just can't help myself.
Who wouldn't be?
I'm just like the Ariana Grande. I can't get enough of him.
I think he shaved his head for the most recent Saturday Night Live because he was Joe Rogan. And Carrie says, "That's the best bald head makeup I've ever seen." And I looked, I said, "I think he shaved his head." So we have to keep an eye on him.
He already leads a life that most of us can't understand, but this just puts it on another level. Pete turned 28 on Tuesday, and he celebrated it with Kim Kardashian and her mom, Kris Jenner, who always has to show up, you know, and Flavor Flav. This is just
that's a good quartet.
Makes me laugh. There's apparently some kind of deep connection between Pete and Mr. Flav. Because he posted pictures of the festivities and called Pete his, quote, adopted son.
I like that you call him Mr. Flav. Senator Flav.
This is just what I think. And I'm not making a comment about Kim Kardashian or any of the other women. I'm just saying, as a human being sitting down at a dinner table, I just think he has probably got a level of charisma that a lot of people don't have.
Oh, absolutely.
Pete was also wearing Flavor Flav's clock around his neck. And Flav said, quote, "I never took a clock off my neck to give to someone, and you will be the last person I do this for. It looks real good on you."
Flavor Flav's clock.
Yeah, well, very exciting. This is, how old is Kim these days? She's almost 40, right?
If I'm not mistaken. I would think so. Yeah, absolutely.
But I think the dynamic between a 40-year-old, like, power, like, businesswoman and a young 28-year-old starlet, I love seeing the dynamic of two different...
I love
different,
you calling him a starlet.
He's a starlet.
Is he?
Right? And he's being taken care of by his more successful girlfriend.
Who's 41.
He is.
Who's 41. Thank you.
And what I She's hate 41. About it is wow. somehow Lorne Michaels benefits from this. I don't like
right.
that.
The ratings juggernaut.
I think you should probably go out with the Kardashian girl.
By the way, I know Mike Myers based Dr. Evil on Lorne Michaels, but the Bill Hader impression of Lorne is spectacularly funny. Very, very, very
Bill
funny.
Hader is five times the comic Mike Myers is. That's why.
You guys are into the upcoming Ghostbusters.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
both of you have alluded to that.
Yeah.
There was backlash over the female-led Ghostbusters reboot in 2016.
Yes.
A lot of fanboys now feel vindicated that it's been corrected by Ghostbusters Afterlife, a proper sequel that brings back the original cast in their original roles. If you're one of those people that feels that way, first of all, sorry. And I'm not here to burst your bubble, but you might be interested to know that the chick flick version is possibly a better movie. At least that's what the critics are saying. Over at Rotten Tomatoes, the 2016 Ghostbusters has a 74% score. Afterlife has only 66%.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but not a lot of people have seen it yet, though, right?
It's early.
Yeah, it's early.
Yeah, but it's that's why it's a critic's score. And when you're getting into that 50%, you're going to have to go. When I get anywhere from like 60 to 65%, it's go for yourself. Mm-hmm. See how
I'm
you
good,
feel.
I'm good at 40. If you're at 40, there's enough.
I'll rent a 40 in a pinch,
pay the $20-something to watch it the first week.
You
know why? Because I sit here and I'm like, what the hell do they know? And in fairness, they're usually right.
They are usually
it's a
right.
40% yeah.
You know,
movie.
And it's a pay-per-view world is so much different. It's interesting because we're going to do a movie thing coming up here. I want to talk to you about certain stars that. I'll surprise a lot of people, but I want to talk about the whole movie world. But anyway, Ghostbusters, decide for yourself. Adam Driver and Lady Gaga, who I can't get enough of Lady Gaga, too.
I can't get enough of Adam Driver.
I read everything
House
about
of Gucci.
Her.
Yes.
Everywhere.
I love this story. I don't know why. Adam Driver and Lady Gaga brought the inner animal in one another to House of Gucci, their latest project they're doing. They improvised key elements of their wild sex scene in the heat of the moment. The plot's central relationship is between fashion empire heir Maurizio Gucci and his new bride.
Hey,
Maurizio Gucci and his new bride.
You're making the belt for the Spiwak boy to buy.
Oh, look at those leather pants. Oh, man. Patrizia Reggiani. She's played by Gaga. In the film, Gaga's character uses sex to pursue the fashion mogul.
Well done.
Here's the quote from Driver. We were feeling it.
This is
great. It's my new impression.
It's not bad.
It's good.
We were feeling it, so to speak. Everything I say sounds like a double entendre, but we winged it. I will say also, at that point, we had been shooting for a month, so we felt very comfortable to go where we needed to go. The scene apparently comes with animal noises. There you go.
Wow. So they had some great baseline. Former training, like a true trade craft, because the time he spent on that girl set, the amount of sex and kinky stuff that they would do.
Lena Dunham.
Yes. Bathtub rings, everything on
that
show.
What I love about him is that he shot the Star Wars movie for a month before he told his family that he was in the Star Wars movie. He said, I'm making a picture. Okay. And they didn't tell that it was
most people won't, he couldn't tell anybody.
No, he was allowed to tell his family that he was in a Star Wars
movie. Understanding that there was secretive that you couldn't tell who was working on the film.
Did either one of you two see the Star Wars movie?
I've watched all of them.
Yeah.
With Adam Driver?
Yeah, he's great. Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren. I didn't.
I was under the impression he wasn't holding it from his family. He just couldn't contractually talk about
it. The story I remember is that he could have told them and chose not to.
You nerds. Tell us who's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then smell your ear.
I want an apology. I know I listened earlier to the dispute between Mr. Santana and Mr. Spiewak. I think it's more of a nuanced answer than the...
Quick callback, just because when the fourth Star Wars movie came out and I got to interview people that were in line at the Uptown Theater for weeks... And the quote, and I'll never forget it, is a guy
one of the greatest quotes in the history of the show.
I said, what do you like about the original trilogy? I like the mysticism.
Rob, you're a Christmas tree guy. I know you sold them for a long time.
Yes.
Vendors will have fewer trees available for sale this holiday season due to a double whammy of supply chain troubles and climate change. I get a burp. Excuse me.
That's right.
This is the grossest show Mike's done in a long time.
Do it.
Do it.
Thank you.
How'd it taste?
Stop it. It takes
How's
7 to 8 years. None.
Jesus.
It takes 7 to... Haven't had any food at all.
Empty calories.
Hello!
It takes 7 to 8 years to plant and get a fully grown Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Meaning these trees customers are buying this year were planted back in 2013, 2014, and COVID exacerbated the problem. People bought more live trees last year, and that has affected supply. This year, consumers will potentially see a 25% price increase due to the hike in transportation costs. They are higher in prices for several reasons. The trucking industry, the cost to get them here has gone up, which has added $1 a tree extra, and the rest is basically supply and demand because I guess they had to get some trees to market earlier during COVID.
Right.
I don't get it.
They go up every year, exponentially every year. I was a proponent of having a cut tree for many years, and it became price prohibitive. You just can't do it anymore.
Okay. I'm an artificial tree guy.
Yeah, and I am too now, and I love my tree. But this year, if we want a second tree, we're just going to decorate the grandfather clock.
Two trees is too much.
Yes. And it's nice to know that Rob still has a piece of furniture in his house that they had in the 50s, too.
I will say this. Carrie said,
you know. It's a grandfather clock. You probably don't see those in a lot of homes
anymore.
Love it.
Love my grandfather clock. Carrie said, you know, we really should get our picture taken when the kids are home for Thanksgiving in front of the tree for our Christmas card. I said, great. She said, it would be great if we put the tree by the window this year for the picture. I said, no, it wouldn't because the tree goes there. She says, no, we could move it after the picture. I said, we are not moving a Christmas tree.
Like it was a prop.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to know where he makes a fist? He makes a fist there.
The first thing I said when I walked into the house.
During the show, because he's a tradition man, when we started, I just started talking, right? And he's like, wait, I have to read the script for the opening of the show.
Thank you.
And I said, who cares?
I know.
Just read.
It's a different world. It's generational.
It is.
Even though he's closer to your age than to mine. I don't know.
He loves his tradition.
The first thing I said when I wanted to the house before we bought it, I said, this is great. The Christmas tree goes there.
Yeah. Bingo, bingo.
And then it's a perfect place
for
it.
Over my dead body.
That's right.
And then and then she beat you nearly to death
with a spatula.
Now it's time for a little something.
Here it comes.
John Miller, not the broadcaster, 33-year-old guy from Florida. He is charged with domestic violence battery, domestic violence aggravated assault, and criminal mischief.
Oh, I hate that kind of mischief.
Miller was caught humping a dog, and when the owner confronted him, he said that Miller attacked him, punching him in the head and upper body, leaving red marks and cuts. That is according to the Santa Rosa County, Florida Sheriff's Office. The victim said that Miller, I guess, somehow got into his home and destroyed items in the house and caused extensive damage, to the garage door. He said the man also grabbed a knife, threatening to kill him, leaving him in fear of his and his mother's life. So I guess the victim was a man who lives with mother.
Mama's boy.
Mother, there's a man humping the dog out on the lawn. Miller is now in the Santa Rosa County Jail with a $7,000 bond. He's going to be fine. They left a dish of water.
What?
Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo! Did you not read this in advance?
I did. I just got to it too fast.
So he's
in jail?
I'll
do the whole thing over
again.
He's
in jail?
It's stupid. Sometimes
it's fine.
Stupid. Here we go. Miller is in the Santa Rosa County Jail with $7,000 bond. He's going to be fine. They left a dish of water and food in his cell, and the guards take him outside to do his business every 2 hours. I'm sorry. That was not funny enough for me to lose it. I apologize. We will take a break. Movies. Oscar brought up movies. Yes. Everything movies. We're going to talk about movies.
Yeah, I saw a lousy movie.
Well, I'm gonna throw some darts at a guy that doesn't get darts thrown at him.
Oh.
We'll do that when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony Jurgensen, good to see you.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Hot dog.
Sonny was a great quarterback.
Accustomed to getting his way.
A man who probably had permanent damage done to his ass because of the amount of kissing for
it's
his
true.
Entire life.
Excuse me, Mr. Jurgensen. My name is Rob Spiewak, and he holds up his hand like Caesar. He says, I know who you are. He waves to me, but he never takes the plum out of his mouth.
Getting kind of crowded in here, Jim. Getting kind of crowded.
Hot dog. If there was a podcast Hall of Fame, the Mike O'Mara bonus show would be the first inductee. It's what keeps the daily TMOS episodes coming to your device every day. Order a bonus show subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you feel that you don't understand cryptocurrency? Does anybody? Actually, Coinbase does. Coinbase believes that everyone, everywhere, should be able to get in the door. So whether you've been trading for years or you're just getting started, Coinbase can help. I've used it. I use Coinbase. I have an account on Coinbase, and it was absolutely simple.
Buy the dip.
I don't
buy the dip, Mike. Buy the dip.
Is there a dip now?
There's a dip right now.
You put your hand upon your head.
I like to call it a gully.
Gully?
A gully. Oh.
Okay, hold on.
Now's the time to buy in.
Yeah, well, you would want to get in or no. I'm looking at it right now.
Well, I read on the news you put your hand upon your
head. We got Ethereum's at 4,100. Buy the dip. Doge is at 22 cents. Don't buy that.
Right.
Bitcoin's at 58.5. Buy the dip. Dr. Bitcoin's is going to be at 100K within a couple years. I believe in it. Now, mind you, I know
you do.
I am a rube of rubes.
But you do. And if you had done that years ago and said buy the dip, you would have been spot on.
Or also, it depends on when you need the money. If you can just buy it, as I told Mike, buy some slivers.
Long term,
and then give it to the little Michael when he's 18. I think it'll pay off.
You got to buy
the dip. We're not experts, but Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple. Coinbase offers a trusted, I'm trying to punch out of this. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy to use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. Yes. Plus, they support the most popular digital currencies on the market. You see them right there on Coinbase. Mm-hmm. You see what it's doing.
Real
and
time.
Yeah. You can look at that as an opportunity.
Said, crypto never sleeps.
Absolutely. This
Carrie
is not
does.
Like the markets. Rob, I'm trying to get through this. I am trying to get through this commercial. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're looking to diversify or just getting started, visit the website and check it out. It's a great time to get started. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/TMOS. That's coinbase.com/TMOS for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TMOS. And thank you, Coinbase, for sponsoring our show. So, movies. I have tried now this particular week to finish two feature films. One of them would be the Bond movie. Die Never Lives or whatever the hell it is. Live Never Dies. No time. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan O'Brien.
No, it's called Diamonds Are Forever, Mike.
Diamonds Are Forever. No Time to Die. And the genre is tedious for me. I just get bored.
But don't you like Craig? Bored. Craig is a good Bond.
I love Daniel Craig as James Bond.
Is it long?
It's
I haven't seen it yet.
I think the Bond movies have gotten longer.
I think it's long, but I will go back. Maybe I won't. The other one is The Rock with Ryan Reynolds. Red something. Dan, do you know what it is? It's the Red movie. It's like
Code Red.
Red, just like Red Alert or Red something.
I've watched it. I think it's just called Red.
No, it's Red something. I know what it is.
It's an Interpol term.
An Interpol term for the most wanted.
I watched
and
it.
Red
Ryan
Notice.
Rella.
Red Notice.
Red Notice. That's a Red Notice they send out when somebody's really bad. Ryan Reynolds plays an art thief, and The Rock plays an FBI agent. And I am here to say
Netflix
that I know
movie.
That Ryan Reynolds has
Gal Gadot
yes, Gal Gadot with Deadpool and with all of his cutesy little commercials. I'm here to say that it is time. I wrote it down so I wouldn't mess it up. The cutesy patter phase has a shelf life. And I think it's time for Ryan Reynolds, and I wrote this down, to make the Tom Hanks pivot. The time is now. You do it before you age out of the, you know, superhero. Ryan Reynolds is, I think, a tremendously engaging
actor. He's too good looking.
He's a movie star. He's a movie star.
He's too good looking for the Tom Hanks pivot? I disagree.
He's too good looking, and if I may, just with Red Notice, for a Netflix film, fine. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it at home. I didn't pay any money.
We got the patter. We got the patter in Deadpool.
Yeah, but that cast is too good looking. They ruined it for me. I need some ugly in my life.
I need some engagement.
No, the movie, you have three leads. Gal Gadot, The Rock, and Ryan Reynolds. There's no effing way in my life will that ever happen in real life. If you've got one good-looking person and everyone else is ugly, I can believe in that.
So you give the movie how many Oscars?
About 7 out of 10. I'm going to give it a 6.
Okay, all right.
And the CGI, garbage. Netflix, you're worth $1 billion. Spend more money.
Fix it.
Garbage. I did like the motorcycle when he go, or was that James Bond?
Yeah, but no, that was James Bond.
That was
not special effects. That was real.
That was a real motorcycle stunt.
A practical effect.
Yeah, practical.
When he goes when he literally goes up the side of a bridge. Watch the movie just for that scene.
Tom Hanks pivot, Mike. I'm going to disagree with Oscar and say stay away from Finch.
Oh really?
Yeah,
robot. Tom Hanks movie.
It's a tearjerker, but it's also
he's
it's
up
forever.
Till 3 a.m. every day, and he logs more content than you and I would ever be able to get.
Shannon was like blubbering, crying.
It's
blubbering. She's like, why would he make such a film? I'm just like, get a hold of yourself, woman. It's just a film.
And it is.
You hated it, Rob?
It was so calculated, make you cry movie. And it's just. I have a hard time. Anytime one actor is expected to carry a whole movie, he's got a robot, but it's still just 2 hours of Tom Hanks.
Mike, you hate your life. Watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it, and then
then you'll really hate your life.
The anger and sadness that pours over you is hard to fight.
Yeah, there's not a feel good moment in the film.
Really?
Yeah, it's a tough watch.
It's like the old man in the sea, but in the future with robots.
Well, do you think so?
Great Oscar review, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oscar does not believe that Ryan Reynolds might be too. He says he might be too good looking. I think he could do it. What I burned on, and I burned maybe it's because of the movie, but I'm like okay with the jokes, like let's go to hell. Oh, you mean your Instagram account? That
too
type
cutesy.
Of line,
yeah.
Too, yeah. And it's like I'm done with it. I'm ready for him.
I think that comes with other stuff.
I think he's an engaging actor. I think he's wonderful.
That cutesy stuff that comes the one liner. Stuff comes with The Rock, though. I think that's part of The Rock's presentation.
Yeah, but I have a soft spot for Dwayne Johnson.
Mike predicted his stardom.
Yeah. I did. I predicted that he would be a megastar, which he is.
Ryan Reynolds has been successful and hot his entire life.
Right.
The Rock had to work through his awkward stage, getting through to WWE, fighting, like essentially blowing out his knee and then becoming an actor.
Yeah.
That path alone warners a little more respect and garners a little more respect from me. When I see
Can you smell what he is cooking?
When I see Ryan Reynolds, I want to make out with him. You know what I mean? He's that good looking.
Wow. This is a lot of stuff going on in that review.
I'm not the only one.
I think Ryan Reynolds has the chops to do better stuff. And I think that a lot of times after they make these ridiculous blockbusters, he's got more money than Jesus. He owns an entire gin company.
Yeah.
And he owns a phone company.
That's right.
I mean, this man, and he's promoting both of them. This man can make independent films do whatever he wants.
Did you see the Avion right there? You saw it right there I was like, nice product. That's not
and
subtle.
And doesn't The Rock have a tequila too?
Yes.
Maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and they showed The Rock's tequila too. So they're both hawking their gin, just having a lot of fun.
Why not?
So a lot of people draw a parallel that Tom Hanks is the modern Jimmy Stewart. That's what he's evolved into. If you want to draw a parallel to old,
that's pretty accurate.
Hollywood. The Singing in the Rain guy?
No, that's Gene Kelly.
Oh,
Who would you draw a parallel to if Ryan Reynolds plays it right? Who is he the next one of?
Oh my God! Oh, that is hard to do when you're
Who's
talking about
ice cream guy.
a classic
ice
actor.
Cream guy. Bill,
Ben Crosby used to fight his
he'd be
kids.
Like, you know what?
He'd be like fight his kids.
Well, it's got to be a guy that makes the Rob. Tom Hanks is very rare to make the Jimmy Stewart could do comedy.
And drama.
And drama. And Tom Hanks did comedy and drama. And Ryan Reynolds does comedy and could do drama. His movies aren't slapstick funny movies. His movies are funny dialogue.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, combined with somebody out there doing action adventure. I think he could make that pivot. It's hard to find parallels to a Ryan Reynolds.
He's a
better
great...
look. Who was a better looking Jimmy Stewart funny guy? There weren't. Maybe Cary Grant.
I was going to say Cary Grant-ish. Maybe. But you know who was the man's man? Man, although it's not a great comparison, and we talked about him last week, is Clark Gable, because he could do comedy, he could do drama, and he was a tough guy that was a good-looking guy, but limited.
I know,
because Ryan Reynolds is got a more vistas of opportunity. But
you know
both
what movie
great,
I watched?
Both
on
great
classic,
movie stars. What's up?
Have you ever watched Mogambo?
Oh my God! Do you know how funny it is? That's a remake of a movie called Red Dust from the 30s, and then when they're going through the recast, they said, well, Grace Kelly's going to play this part, and Ava Gardner's going to play this part. Who's going to play the Gable part? Gable. So 20 years later, they had Clark Gable play the same part in a remake.
Wow. That is wonderful trivia.
Yeah.
This is a movie about deepest, darkest Africa, where they go in there. By the way, is that politically correct, or am I going to get in trouble when I say that right now?
No, I think you're okay. They're talking about like the jungles, and there's no sunlight coming
in. I think that's what it is. I don't know, but it's fascinating with that.
Great use of stock footage in Mogambo.
Yeah. Gorilla footage, which is weird.
None of the colors match, because it's like, what's that over there? And all the leaves are a different color. So it's
but I was riveted.
It's a great movie.
Grace Kelly and Ava Gardner. Oh, how do you turn that off? Anywho, so
I wonder if he betted them.
He betted them. There you go. You know, the amazing thing about Clark Gable, though, on that set, he would actually take a twig from the stick it in his ear and then smell it. That's how I'm going to end every break today. I'm going to do that. We'll take a break. Go see anybody before we get out of here. Any recos as far as a great movie that anybody's seen recently?
The Many Saints of Newark. I know that.
Oh, The Sopranos.
Yeah, Rob doesn't like it, but I liked it.
I'm going to give it another try if you're that into it.
Yeah.
So. All right, that's The Sopranos thing. Yep. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara. Dan O'Brien.
Hi again. It's me, Rachel Riddell. My twin sister Sammy and I recorded a promo a while back asking for your help in paying off our father Twitch's gambling debt with Mike so we could get our daddy back. You responded big time, and thank you, I guess. You see, Mike got paid off, and now Dad is home all the time. And well, frankly, he's driving us nuts. You know how he is on the promos? Yeah, he's like that around the house all the time.
Ugh, man, that's sour. Smell that.
See what I mean? So, I have an idea. Baking those fruitcakes every year takes of weeks of his time. Please plan to buy them. If you normally buy one, buy three. Just get him out of the house.
Ray, what's the movie with that guy who has the little dog?
Ugh, order it like my life depended on it. I am begging you.
Hey, do these socks match my underwear?
Oh my God, Dad.
I love those Riddell girls.
They're awesome.
They're sweethearts. Sweet. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The holidays are here, and lots of us are facing food challenges. How can you get through the new year without eating like a crazy person? Well, first of all, you could maybe tell your wife not to put all the holiday snacks on the kitchen table and leave them there for 4 days. No, I'm sorry. I went off copy there. I apologize.
I didn't put that in the copy.
No, yeah, that's my thing.
Do they go bad?
No, they're all loaded with preservatives. Oh. Pop-Tart.
You're tempted.
You need Noom.
You said it
tempted.
Like Sunny, Mike. Pop-Tart. Pop-Tart.
By the way, you need Noom. Noom changes how we see food with a psychology-based approach. Instead of making you feel guilt or regret, Noom empowers you to keep going. Everybody's journey is different. So Noom customizes a program just for you based on your personal goals. No food is totally off-limit. I love that. Mm-hmm. If you have an off day, like I did yesterday when I couldn't walk by the kitchen table, relax. Noom will help me get back on track. Noom only asks for 10 minutes of a day to teach you about your eating habits. and check in on your progress. You don't need rules to lose weight, just the knowledge to empower you to build smarter, more sustainable habits. Noom's approach helps you better understand your relationship with food, how to be more mindful of your habits, and it gives you the knowledge and support you need for long-lasting change. This year, give yourself the gift of Noom. We all love it. Oscar, Carla, me. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. Noom.com/TMOS. Well, I heard two names, Dan, and one name, O'Brien,
yes,
that the boys told me about. I didn't say that the right way. I heard the name Dan O'Brien.
Yes.
And apparently, I was gone yesterday, and what, something happened? Or
well,
what do you need
look,
to talk
Dan,
about?
Let's have the exposition,
yes,
Robert.
Please. Yeah. Dan never, and there's an upside and downside to working with us, especially on the show, that your life is now our life. Like where we now will talk about you on the air, which some people like, some people don't.
And I still want people from Pondville, if you can ever get them.
Yeah, we've been asking them to come in, but they're like, they're busy. They're busy making, you know,
the donuts.
Making the pudding. Right. So that's gross. Moving on.
Yeah, donuts was not
donuts
as gross
is so
as
much
pudding.
Better. Yeah, making the donuts. Mm-hmm. And Dan never asked to leave early. In fact, I've been worried about Dan. I feel like Dan has zero friends outside of work. Where
But that doesn't have anything to do with him staying here. It's just based on his personality.
No. So, so
I'm kidding, Dan.
Dan,
I have to tell you something about Dan.
Yeah,
that my wife and I've heard, and she brought her, I think her mom over. Mm-hmm. There's a picture of Dan O'Brien, and my wife and my mother-in-law think that Dan O'Brien is a fine-looking human being.
Yeah, he's a cutie patootie. Yeah,
that's I thought cutie I'd throw patootie. That out there. Yeah. This is not like other people that we've tried to
now,
build
Dan
up.
Dan doesn't have big BDE. He just does not have that. But
right?
He has some of that.
You think he does?
A little bit, yeah.
Moderate Dirk energy.
Moderate Dirk energy.
So you're worried
Thank
about
you,
him. So I was worried about him. And for weeks now, I'd be talking to Shannon. I was like, you know, Dan's like Dan will essentially wrap up his day around 6:30. And then he'll play the Pac-Man machine for like an hour and a half, unwinding from his day alone in a dimly lit conference room.
It's his job to power up the lights in the morning and power them down at night. And so often,
how did he get that? I thought somebody opens up and somebody closes.
His name's Dan O'Brien.
His name is Dan O'Brien.
Not to the building, to the floor. This is our floor. He comes in, he turns on the lights. So you have
did you say not today, Dan?
No, I said it's me that does the thing.
Yes.
Okay. I turn on the lights. I'm really good with words today.
Okay.
You should see him with light switches.
So
he's
for a while,
master.
I've been like, man, that's a lonely young buck right there. Yeah. I hope he's okay,
and
right?
How old are you, Dan?
27.
That's 27, right?
That's pretty old.
And he probably hasn't sniffed a vagina in like 7 years. Let's be honest. So
he's the same age as Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
He's got baked Dirk energy.
So I was excited yesterday when he wanted to leave like on time, early.
Yeah.
And he was making a big deal about it, where I didn't have time to give him the questions I wanted to give him, and he wasn't answering the questions I was asking him appropriately, so I figured we'd deal with it on the air. Did you have a date last night, Dan?
No, not last night.
Not last night. So there is some activity here?
I have plans for Friday.
So you've got a date. You've got a date for Friday night.
Yes, I do.
Is it anyone we know?
No.
Okay.
They would not date me.
Did you meet on the internet?
No.
TikTok.
No. Bitcoin.
Internet. Is this somebody that you've dated before?
No. This is somebody I met last Friday night.
Oh.
And is this somebody you met at a private party or out and about?
This was out and about in the middle of Washington, D.C., our nation's
in
capital.
In the traditional
yes.
way. Well, in a what? In a bar?
Yes, in a bar.
Were you masked up and was she? Or
absolutely.
He?
Don't ruin it.
What is this, the pickup artist? What's happening?
So this is cool. So are you out? Could if you're not comfortable,
you'll ruin it for yourself.
But I have to say, so could you take us through how this, you know, because it just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
It's normally swipe left, you know, and this is really, really interesting to me.
Right. To make a match.
Sorry about that.
Swipe left
apologize.
Is a no, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Swipe up to close the app.
You're out with friends?
I was out with a friend who happens to DJ at a particular club. I'm sorry, at a bar.
fantastic
I know where he's going.
The DJ, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Right there, my friend's the DJ. That's a great opening line. Did you lay that on the lady?
No, actually, yes. Yes, I did. I had a few drinks. I got comfortable, and we just hit it off pretty naturally. And we were talking for most of the night, and I've been talking every day ever since.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Love it.
That's how, that's the old, that's old
school. This is how this happens, yes.
But it doesn't explain why you had to get out early yesterday.
Yeah, why'd you have to get out early yesterday?
Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Rob will now throw water on this lovely moment. You know, why'd you have to leave early yesterday?
It wasn't that I was trying to leave early yesterday. I was just asking, is there anything I needed to do before I headed out yesterday? There was a late recording for TMOS, and I wondered, do I need to be on standby for anything for Pony?
That's very sweet.
That holds water. That's true. Yes.
Ed, did you have any plans last evening?
No, last evening was just boring. Just relax, do some groceries, shower.
Okay. How did you ask the young lady out on a date? I'm actually wondering this in this modern society.
Yeah.
Well, in this modern society, she kind of asked.
That's even better. That's awesome.
We were just talking. We were just vibing. We were having a great time. And, you know, she asks for my number, and I give it to her and says, you know, I'd love to see you sometime outside of the club. And I'd say,
were you wearing that rope gold chain that you wear?
No, I actually wasn't. And that's probably why I got a date.
Yeah, you minimize the jersey, you'd be in a better spot in life.
Hey, you awesome. Want to see me outside of the club, Dan?
Don't you know who
Dan?
I am? I'm Dan.
Oh,
And the young lady, is she gainfully employed?
Yes, she is.
That's good. That's
I'm
a good
so
thing.
Happy
is she?
For you. Look at
did you.
You
get her age? Is she comparable in age?
Wasn't sure about the age. I'd say probably about my age, so mid 20s probably.
64.
Yeah, it's the great Maureen Bunyan.
It was a club. It was a club at a retirement
legendary
home.
TV anchor and 70-year-old Maureen Bunyan.
Like Glenn Miliband.
what's your plan?
Yeah.
So actually, tomorrow we're going to be going to the mini golf place that we went to last week for
Swingers.
A nice little work retreat.
You just said that we went to last week. You said this is the first time you've dated her.
No.
I caught you in a mistake.
No, we all went.
We Podville Media, not yes. we.
You're going to take her to mini golf. That's not bad.
It's a pretty nice, it's a great outfit, Mike. It's mini golf. Right. But I'm curious, when you've met her at the bar, and this is going to be the first date, right?
Yes.
So in the connective tissue between the meeting and the date, do you Zoom? Do you talk? Do you text?
Yeah, this
you,
is great.
You know, what do you
like,
do?
What are the touch points that get you to close?
So really what we've been doing since is just texting every day. It'll be a little bit before work and then a little bit after work. You know, how was your day? My day was great. Yeah. It's honestly...
When
like,
you text her, do you get a lot of the three dots, because she's waiting to reply, or is she fast to reply?
No, she's a pretty good replier, and it's more of the ba-ding, 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 like a message message after
message. All right, because there's initiative here, and we've had so many circumstances where we have to push. I'm going to honor your wishes here. Will you share with her that you discussed the fact that you had a date on the show, or will that be completely not mentioned?
I had not thought of that. I didn't know that this would come
don't
up.
Don't mention it to her.
No.
Don't do it. The show will ruin your relationship.
It'll ruin your
life.
I'm
saying this as a friend.
Yeah.
Like, this show is as bad as a preemptive pick when it's unwanted. You can't do it
you
until
really
the timing is right.
You really think it's that bad?
Mike, we ruin people's lives on a regular basis.
We do no such thing.
I've never felt better.
and to be fair, before we progress, you have not sent her any unsolicited pictures, have you?
No.
Good.
No, I don't even joke about that.
Where are you going? Yeah. Are you doing something after mini golf?
I hadn't planned that much ahead yet.
Okay, you have to listen.
Okay.
You have to. Does she live in the city?
Yes.
Okay, then you go to her place if there was like a maybe, you know, an opportunity or such.
Well, you're such a whore.
We'll see what happens.
You know? How about a little decorum?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, just really right to her place on the first date. Is there no tradition anymore? My God, make it easy, young man.
She asked him on a date.
But it's also not a...
What he
you
needs
know,
to do is walk her home to her place and then bow the way I bow when I open a door for a lady.
What if she says, I have two tickets to Pound Town, and then Dan's like, I don't do that on the first date. Like, what
no,
are
I don't
the,
know what's if that would be.
It's pronounced Sound Town.
I don't know if I would do that. I here's the thing. I think this, and when you meet somebody for the first time, there obviously the physical attraction has to be there, but also is there more of a relationship here potential because you enjoy chatting with this person?
Yeah, I mean, look, Mike, I've had dates where the first date it's just awkward. You feel like you're going through the motions,
it's the first time I met Dan.
Yeah, and it hasn't improved since.
Nice necklace.
Let me ask you this.
He's answering the question. Okay, but this is different?
Yeah. It's just been easy every step of the way.
Okay. It's just been I like the attitude.
I do too. Point.
If she's a city girl and she lives in the city and she looks at you at the end of your round of golf and drinks, adult beverages, and she says, "Would you like to see the bone orchard?" What are you going to say?
Yeah. I'm going to say, did you just say the bone orchard and then walk out?
Yeah. There, good answer. He's an assertive guy.
He is very proper, is what he is.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Will you bring her a flower or anything?
I hadn't thought of a flower on
the first
date.
That's a dork move. Yeah, God, you've been out of the game for a long
time. Yeah, you were a virgin
time.
For so long.
Hey, you know what?
I have a rose for you, m'lady.
I was trying to lavender.
Know your audience.
Now that you said you haven't thought about it, but after mini golf. By the way, is this a grown-up mini golf where you can get like a drink or something?
Yeah, it's very expensive. Primarily a bar.
Yes.
I figured social, a drink or two, lighten the mood.
What's the name of this joint? Because people will go there. No, I don't want to know. Well, no, now people know what we're talking about probably.
Yeah. You know where Buffalo Billiards was when you were in D.C.? DuPont Circle.
Yeah.
And the downstairs was massive and it was just a bunch
of... Huge.
Yeah. They tore all that up. They installed a luxury indoor mini golf course.
Mike, actually three courses down there.
18 holes.
Yeah, 3 9-hole courses.
I'm sorry, 36 holes.
In.
Yeah.
You have the bar.
Yes.
You have the activity to do something while you're socializing. You can repair to one of like a little seat or a table or something like that.
A booth.
Yes. It's fantastic. Do they have food there too?
Great food.
Fantastic food. Oh, that's a one-stop shop. That's awesome. That's a terrific idea for a date. And you got the idea when you went with everybody from Podville, right?
Yes. Exactly, yeah.
He's taking her to his territory. His
and
turf.
She's in playing an away game.
Do you live outside of the city?
Yeah, he lives in Fairfax.
I live in Fairfax. Yeah.
What are you living in that gray cardboard box for Christ's sake?
Because I can't.
Get a group house and move into the city where at least Arlington. Find a idiot to do that.
Mike, I lived in an attic in Glover Park when I was his age for $500. You can do it.
Do you have a roommate where you are, or do you have your own place?
I have a house with a few other roommates in Fairfax, Virginia.
If you're a single guy, you move, into where the, walking distance.
Yeah, go to Clarendon.
I love Clarendon. I went there a lot back in college.
That's too expensive for you.
I don't know.
You need to move close to Howard University.
Right.
Which is expensive, but not as expensive as Clarendon.
Terrific idea. We have to take a break.
That's a terrific idea.
Good luck with your date. I demand a slight recap sometime next week if you can pull it off,
good
Dan,
luck.
Okay?
And we'll photos. Do. Lots of photos.
And by the way, we will not burden you with did you. No, that's not going to happen. No. I just want to know how the relationship's going, all right, without the details.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
If you want to throw in detail in, call me privately.
It's disgusting.
I know, it's terrible. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
And if we stand on it,
we stand behind it.
And poop, 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 poop.
My mom likes to flash it in the oven.
I like Thelma Lou.
In what way?
No, I think she's hot.
Breast your meat.
Well, if we can't do it right, we shouldn't do it.
The TMOS Bonus Show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of laughs, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or splurge for an entire year subscription. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Click the Bonus Show banner, get a subscription, and start laughing now. It's all at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, technology is always changing, and your online accounts are no exception. However, and this is a big however,
yes,
security tools have mostly stayed the same. Aura, A-U-R-A, provides complete digital security to help protect all your secure info, all in one easy-to-use app. Aura provides digital security protection to keep you safe from online threats, identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or your passwords were leaked online, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds. Plus, Aura has experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription. Aura keeps you in control and guides you through solving any issues. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners up to 40% off plans when you visit aura.com/TMOS. Go to aura.com/TMOS to get complete protection and savings of up to 40%. That's aura.com/TMOS. And now I have to ask, I know it's not a quick turnaround, but it is time for Soundtown.
We are taking we're taking a visit to Soundtown, and we'll have Soundtown production on our next show.
Okay, very good. Let's dive right into Soundtown and see what's happening with Rob Spiewak.
94 WIP, Whip, The Whip, Sports Whip. The sports radio in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, very famous sports station.
This is a this audio was going viral yesterday for the content, but I play it because it makes me remember why I hate sports radio. Mm. This is a guy that called in, and he was talking about the 76ers. I think Ben Simmons was the topic. But he had just his car had just been hit. But instead of pursuing the fact that a car had hit him, he wanted to get on the radio.
Hi, James.
Angelo, morning team. How y'all been?
We're doing great, James. What's on your mind, bro?
Not bad. Someone just hit my car.
Oh, no.
Not bad.
You just got hit.
Yeah, they're driving off. It's okay.
What?
Oh, no. What? No. Yeah,
what's their license plate?
Get their license plate.
Anyway.
I'll write it down. I'm going to get a license plate.
I'll get a lawyer for you. Read the license plate over the radio.
No. Oh, yeah. That's wrong. That shouldn't do that.
They swerved into my lane. No way. Anyway, I was calling about Ben Simmons.
What?
I'm not worried about it.
You just got in a car.
All right, stop him for a second.
That's the end of it. That's all right. I need to hear.
But kudos to the host. They're doing what? That's radio people.
Yeah. That is.
That's people that know what they're doing. That's people. No, you know, we're not going to talk about the Ben Simmons. We're going to pursue this accident.
That's a car wreck.
That's radio gold. Come on, give me a break.
The gentleman on who's the caller is why America is where America is.
That's okay. I finally got through to my favorite radio. I don't care.
Talk about Ben Simmons.
Can I have my ice cream first before dinner? Please.
I only want to have my vitamins if they taste like gummy bears.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. I got to buy a car, but that's okay. No, that's okay. I know I should be doing things responsibly, but I can't because I'm not responsible because I want my candy first.
So, none of us have been doing much flying because of the pandemic, but in the day, Mike, you're sort of a phobic flyer, and therefore you like to understand what's going on
when you're up
in the air, right?
More detail, the better. More pilot communication, the better.
This was also trending yesterday on the internet. This is a flight attendant talking about what the different chimes mean when you're on a plane. I found this fascinating.
Have you ever heard this sound on a plane before? You ever wonder what that means? A high-low chime like that means that one flight attendant is trying to call the other flight attendant, or the flight deck is trying to call us. If you hear three of those, that means it's an emergency, but you never will have to hear that. And if you hear just one tone like that, that means that a passenger is calling one of the flight attendants from our seat, or they could be calling us from the lavatory over here. Either one.
Wild, isn't it?
That guy was the worst. God.
What's the matter?
You just told me something I'll listen for now.
You gave him too much information.
Too much information.
If I hear dun 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 dun,
you'll know something's up.
Start texting.
I'll pee in my drawers.
All right, Mike, you know, you never realize how big and powerful a deer is until you see them out of their element. Like, if you see one on the side of the road, say, wow, there's a 10-point buck. That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
One of them broke through a church window, a 10-point buck, and was in the sanctuary of a church. This is audio captured by the preacher's wife and the preacher. They go in, find this video. The deer is jumping up against the wall. It's the most horrifying thing you've ever seen. And the only way they got it out is it went out the window that it broke. But this is what a 10-point buck sounds like in church.
Oh, my word! What is happening? That is a buck! No, don't go up there! He went through the window in the auditorium.
Yeah.
The power that it looks like it has in a building is crazy. It's just,
it also sounds like it. That's one of the sound I make when I'm putting on my golf shoes.
And does Carla yell like that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Get it done, boy.
Okay. Let's close with this. We talked a little bit earlier about David Letterman. I think he remains a really good guy. I like that he's mostly out of the spotlight. But right. He dropped something on Instagram yesterday. He's plugging Paul Schaefer's daughter's book.
That's cool.
And I think it was really sweet, but it's funny. It's a book about dogs. It's called Pup Culture. So it's Letterman and his dogs. He has Goldens, and it's but no, Paul's not on it. Sorry. But here's Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave Letterman, also known as Dave Letterman. This is one of my dogs, Dutch. Look, we've been reading this book called Pup Culture. Pup Culture. It's from Victoria Lily Schaefer, Paul Schaefer's daughter. Hey, Dumbbell, where are you going? Anyway, it's fun stories and tips about the dogs and what you can do when you adopt a swell dog. Hi, boys. Come here. Yeah. Oh, there he is. Come here, Sully. Come here and say hello. See, these are my dogs, and I think you'll enjoy the book. Yeah. Okay, that's plenty.
There he is.
That's still Letterman.
He
square
is.
Footage
it's
still
so
Letterman.
Great. It's great. Yeah, anyway, that's your trip to Soundtown. Please come again.
Soundtown, woo! Thank you very much, everybody. We got to get out of here. Thank y'all for listening. We appreciate that. Please don't be too rough on me about the earwax thing, but can't help it. You know, it's what I do.
I don't think it's that bad.
I think it's a good thing
to
talk about on a first date.
Yeah.
That's
I'll bring it up.
A hole in one. That's
in
it.
The hole.
We'll be back tomorrow with our bonus episode, so maybe you check that out, no?
Yes, no.
Maybe that's good for you. Hey, very good. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You are an ill-made, spiteful little creature. Full of envy, lust, and low cunning.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Make good choices!
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!